will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yes, it is. And proud to say, for the first time ever, Thursday Night Music Club brought to you by State of Music.
Yay.
Yay. And Sam's here, too.
Hi,
Sam.
Hi.
So, and we both know Brian Vaccaro, and
yes,
have for a long time, and City Music getting involved in the Thursday Night Music Club because, well, music is what they do in so many different ways, but they've also helped you out a lot with Play It Forward. So let's start with that. Let's start with Play It Forward and your charitable arm. The other arm's lovely as well, by the way, I must add. But Play It Forward, for people that don't know, is an opportunity and a groundswell effort to get instruments in the hands of high school kids who wouldn't get involved in a music program because, honestly, they couldn't afford a violin or a guitar or a piano or a trumpet or whatever.
Very much.
How'd I do? Was that a fair description?
Yeah, if we could just leave out pianos.
Yeah, we moved a couple of those. There was a run there where I was like, yeah, I have a piano and I'd like, hello? Hello, Samantha?
It was a long run.
How many pianos did you move?
Oh.
There were like three.
It
right?
was three, and that was it. We were done.
That's enough.
Yeah.
What were you saying, dear?
Just back to Brian Vaccaro. What a great guy. I like him. He's been a lot of help with Play It Forward for many years now. So looking forward to the new relationship.
And I'm psyched about City Music, and it's going to take me a while to lay out all the stuff that they do there, and I'll get into some of that and some special shows, including Sandy Weltman. A little bit later on, but let's jump into it. What have you acquired the last week? Any new instruments?
Well, this is kind of exciting. I was really pleased to get a call from Bill from Roadhouse 61, and he heard us talking about Play It Forward on your show a couple of weeks ago. Sent me an email, and he's doing a thing September 23rd out in their parking lot, and I guess every Sunday they do an open mic thing. So we're going to do an open mic, super jam type concert, and we're going to encourage people to bring instruments. We're going to make an instrument drive out of it. And they're doing this New Belgium beer for the month of the end of August through the September 23rd. Every pint that's sold at the Roadhouse, Belgium Beer will donate a quarter, and so will Bill donate a quarter. So 50 cents per pint. We'll go to Play It Forward.
Well, that's nice.
Very excited about that.
That's nice. Well, we'll remind people, too, when we get closer to it. What's your wish list looking like right now? What are you in dire need of?
Yeah, I'm really needing some horns. I have a lot of requests for horns, A, because they're just so darn expensive. And Play It Forward, in our fundraiser efforts, I'm able to purchase some guitars and some drums and cymbals and things like that. It's really the horn pieces, the brass, that are the most expensive.
All right, so look around if... Used to play in high school. I was like, you know, I'm not even sure if I still have my my trumpet or my saxophone. You don't really need it. If that question just went through your mind and you go downstairs and you find it, Play It Forward, STL.org, and you can get in touch with Sam and somebody who'll come pick it up. And, you know, they are a 501c3, too. So
yeah, you get a tax receipt. Yeah. You know, it's funny. You know how they say if you haven't wore it for a year, get rid of it? Well, if you haven't played your trumpet in 10 years, you're not going to.
Yeah, but the difference being I don't have a regular trumpet and my fat trumpet.
Fair enough.
All right, now I'm all depressed. Play It Forward, STL.org. But also plugged into the local music scene for sure. And for several years now, Sam's been turning us on to some area bands with new releases and concerts coming up. And we certainly want you to support local music as much as possible. And we got a couple of those for you now. Where do we begin, Sam?
Well, this is kind of cool. This is the second annual Rock You Fest at Atomic Cowboy on July 28th coming up. Show starts at 2 p.m. and there are 35 bands. Count them. Three stages, 35 bands. And the organizers of this event, Christopher Davis, they've been great. And they invited Play It Forward to be a part of it, which, again, the St. Louis City is just coming together so kindly and so generously with the efforts of the program. So we're going to have a little instrument drive there. But 35 bands, Saturday afternoon, July 28th. And I was turned on to this band the last couple of days.
Hold on, before you get into the band itself. This is all at Atomic Cowboy.
Yes.
2 o'clock, 35 bands, three stages. So is like each band going to get to play for 11 minutes? I mean, how is that going to work out and not go for 52 hours?
Nice math. I'm not really sure how they have the stages and time slots, but there's definitely 35 bands. And you can go to rockyoufest.com. Get all the bands, all the details, everything listed right there.
Atomic Cowboy down in the Grove. For
yes, on Manchester.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So, now I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
And this one of the bands, I assume, that will be participating?
Yeah, this is Whiskey War Mountain Rebellion, which I was so afraid to pronounce that because I thought I was going to get tongue twisted.
You did good. Now, is that the band or the song?
That's the band. And the song is called Belly Full of Whiskey.
Filled with smoke, I wanna leave the city. Lord, Lord, I'm flat broke. With the sunshine shining, loud beside this place. Got a burning desire, sweet love I taste,
sweet love I taste,
sweet love I taste.
Wow, so I got kind of carried away and haunting stuff there. Belly Full of Whiskey. Whiskey War Mountain Rebellion. Not that hard to say.
Well, really. For you. You're a professional.
I don't know why you thought that was such a big deal there, Sammy. Slam and Sammy Sound with us. A little tip of the hat to Johnny Rabbit on that one. And Dazzling Danny D is going to get his props when we get to Dan Durkholz coming up in a bit. Thursday Night Music Club brought to you by City Music and more on them coming up in a second, but I got blown away by what they're doing there on Watson Road by the old Crestwood Mall. All right, we got another track to get to, and this is someone who's been featured here before and has actually been in the studio and played before.
Yeah, Mr. Ethan Jones. Oh, I just love this kid.
It was on American Idol for
a hot minute.
Did he make two rounds?
Well, he made it to Hollywood, so yeah. And, you know, personally, probably shouldn't have been cut, but that's another story.
Just ain't right.
I'm a little partial.
I understand.
But I'm looking forward to, I've known Ethan for a long time, and I'm looking forward to everything that he's got going on. So a new album is coming out, a solo album. So this is a first album for Ethan. And Frankie from Dr. Chevegas is producing it.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm even more excited.
All right.
So the song we're going to listen to is going to be off this new album. And he hasn't named the album yet. He's considering a couple of things. Kind of exciting. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to let him release that.
Okay. So we're going to play charades with this? You're going to tell me the song and are we going
to
hear it?
Well, I want you to know you can go check out Ethan Jones with thewellhungarians.net at any time. They play several nights a week. But this song is called Change of Scenery.
She asked me why. Come here, oh, what's the occasion? Said I need a vacation to get away.
Jones, tune called Change of Scenery, new album yet to be titled, produced by Frankie from Dr. Zhivegas. I love that.
Don't you love it? I knew you would.
It's terrific.
I know, he's brilliant. I'm telling you, this kid is going places.
And we say kid.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he's 22, so yeah, he is.
And that's a child to me.
To you.
He could be mine. I mean, he isn't, but yeah. I got enough. Thanks anyway. And then you get famous, then I'll say, you know, you might be, actually. But yeah, that's terrific. So what are the Well Hungarians think about Mr. Solo album here?
I think that John and the rest of the crew are extremely supportive and kind, and they're just as excited because, you know, most of us have known Ethan for a long time, but we've kind of watched him grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of his dad, good friend of mine, Todd Jones.
Yeah.
And they're both, you know, they just mirror one another with their talent. But, man, Ethan, it's just going to be a matter of time. So
I think the time may have arrived.
I think it has. So, look out, world. Here we go.
Good for him. Any solo performances planned, or is he just busy working with the Hungarians?
Yeah, he does a few little things at a couple little venues around town, some stuff over in Illinois because he lives over there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just Google Ethan Jones or find him on Facebook, and he's pretty good with his updates. So.
All right, so to recap, Whiskey War, Mountain Rebellion, and Belly Full of Whiskey, they're one of the 35 bands at the Rock U Fest at the Atomic Cowboy down in the Grove, July 28th. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and people are encouraged to bring some instruments for part of the Played Forward event. Right?
Yeah, and I had also told people, you know, sometimes instruments, as great as they are, if you can't afford to buy an instrument, stop at City Music and buy a case of guitar strings, because to play it forward, those accessories go a long way as well.
Absolutely, and congratulations to Ethan Jones, and we'll have him in the studio when the record's ready to go.
I'm so excited. That'll be in September sometime.
We can all hook our wagon to his gravy train and say, yes,
I made
him. Thursday Night Music Club brought to you by City Music, 9299 Watson Road in Crestwood, and we'll talk more about them coming up in a bit. Sammy, thanks so much, my love.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it.